Calm leadership is one of the most important skills a Christian wedding officiant can develop. A wedding is emotionally charged. The bride and groom may be joyful, nervous, tired, excited, or overwhelmed. Families may carry old wounds. Guests may have expectations. Vendors may be watching the clock. Weather may change. Children may cry. Technology may fail. Someone may forget a ring, a vow card, a license, or a cue. In that moment, the officiant's presence matters. The officiant does not need to control everything. The officiant does need to remain anchored. Christian calm is not passivity. It is not pretending problems do not exist. It is not smiling over danger. Christian calm is faithful steadiness under God. Colossians 3 calls believers to compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, peace, and gratitude. Those virtues are not only for private life. They belong in public ministry. A calm officiant helps others borrow steadiness. This is especially important because the wedding ceremony is not merely a romantic event. It is a public covenant witness. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer before God. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer before God. They are embodied souls entering Christian marriage as one woman and one man before the Lord. That covenant meaning is bigger than the disruption. A microphone problem is real. A late flower girl is real. A tense mother-in-law is real. A missing ring is real. But none of these should become lord of the ceremony. The couple's story is real, but not sovereign. The emergency is real, but not sovereign. Christ is Lord. The first practice of calm leadership is preparation. Read the ceremony out loud before the wedding day. Know the order. Mark the license section. Print a backup. Save a digital copy. Know the names. Confirm pronunciation. Check the microphone. Arrive early. Meet the coordinator. Ask where the couple will stand. Know where the rings are. Know the weather plan. Preparation lowers anxiety. The second practice is embodied presence. Stand with dignity. Breathe slowly. Use a steady voice. Do not rush. Do not fidget. Do not joke nervously. Do not over-explain problems. Do not draw attention to every mistake. If something small goes wrong, continue gracefully. The officiant should be present, prepared, prayerful, and clear, but never the center of attention. The third practice is truthful flexibility. Sometimes the plan must change. A unity ritual can be skipped. A prayer can be shortened. A song can be moved. A reading can be adapted. A ring exchange can continue without the ring in hand. A ceremony can move indoors. A brief ceremony can still be sacred. Personalization is flexible. Covenant is not. The fourth practice is role clarity. The officiant is not the photographer, DJ, venue manager, family therapist, lawyer, emergency medical responder, or wedding planner. The officiant should cooperate with others without surrendering spiritual leadership. Ministry Sciences reminds us that role clarity protects people from confusion and conflict. For chaplains, calm leadership may involve institutional policy, capacity, documentation, and family sensitivity. For church staff ministers, it may involve local church expectations and pastoral oversight. For one wedding officiant, it may mean having a checklist and asking for help early. For experienced officiants, it may mean mentoring others in ceremony readiness. For life coach ministers and romance officiants, it may mean noticing when ceremony stress reveals deeper formation needs. Calm leadership under pressure is not about having a perfect personality. It is about faithful formation. It is about becoming the kind of minister who can stand in a charged moment and quietly help people remember what matters. Beauty serves covenant. Technology serves wisdom. Preparation serves love. And calm leadership helps the bride and groom enter Christian marriage before God with truth, dignity, and grace.